Easy Static. Hopefully, wherever you are, you've played with a Van de Graaff generator, you've built up large amounts of static on that Van de Graaff generator, and you had nice electric shocks. What do we know about static? Well, we've got positive and negative charges. Like charges repel, different charges attract. How do you get the build-up of those charges? You can only get build-up of those charges by the electrons transferring themselves. Electrons have a negative charge in themselves because if you take the electrons away, you leave a positive charge behind. The positive charges cannot move. Positive charges are stuck in the crystal lattice of whatever material it is we're dealing with, whereas the electrons on the surface, the electrons, we can shift them around under certain conditions. So we get a static charge build-up. Usually it involves some friction. Van de Graaff generator, you've got a belt rubbing against a felt pad. You might have done it just with a plastic rod and a cloth or even a rubber balloon in your hair. Whatever, you've got to have some friction, and that friction transfers the electrons from one to the other. So one side ends up with more electrons and therefore a negative charge. The other side ends up with fewer electrons and therefore a positive charge. Transfer of electrons on insulators. It's usually on insulators. It's either on insulators or it's on metals that have been insulated. Because if it was on a metal that was earthed, that is connected to anything solid, the electric charge will flow away to earth. Because if you think about it, the earth is so big that a few more electrons don't make the slightest bit of difference to it, and there's no overall change in charge. So the electrons will escape to earth if it's attached to earth. So it has to be something that's insulated, either by being an insulating material to start with, or a piece of metal that has been insulated, like the top of the Van de Graaff generator. Once the charge buildup gets big, it's going to find some way to get to earth. And if it has to do that by creating a spark, it will do. That spark is where the air molecules around about are being torn to pieces to provide mobile charge carriers, to provide positive and negative bits of those air molecules that can carry the charge away. A charge looks to escape, doesn't like being confined. I know that makes it sound like it's alive, but it isn't alive. It's just an easy way of describing what's going on. Uses for static. Well, uses for static are static paint sprayers. All the droplets get exactly the same charge and therefore repel each other and spread out. The thing being sprayed has a different charge. It doesn't necessarily have to be the opposite charge. It can just be a different charge. All of the paint droplets get attracted to that different charge and therefore evenly coat the car door or whatever it is you happen to be paint spraying. It can coat it so evenly that you can even get the back of something being coated when you're standing spraying it from the front. I know, I've done it. That's the main one that turns up. What other uses are there? Well, there's electrostatic precipitators to get soot out of the smoke that goes out of the top of chimneys. The soot particles get given a charge lower down, higher up. There's a grid that they then all get attracted to. And every now and again, you turn everything off and give it a shake, and this all drops down to the bottom of the chimney, and you can take it away and ship it away. And there's the photocopier. Photocopier is quite a complicated one. Have a look in the book. Have a look at your own notes and make sure that you understand the photocopier, because they might just ask you about it. But I think if they do, they'll probably give you quite a strong description and expect you to understand the description rather than expecting you to remember completely from scratch. Problems with static. Well, problems with static tend to involve static buildup in explosive situations when you're delivering petrol to a petrol station. Obviously, you don't want a static buildup, and the friction of the fuel running through the pipe can cause a static buildup. So that pipe has to be thoroughly earthed so that there is no static buildup, because any spark would cause an explosion. Similarly, when you're delivering flour, the flour running through the pipe can cause a static buildup, and surprisingly, flour dust is quite explosive. So again, a spark would cause a big problem there. And the other one they talk about is operating theatres. The floors of operating theatres need to be thoroughly earthed because you don't want a static build-up in there. For two reasons. One is that some of the gases they use for the anaesthetic are explosive. And the second reason is that all of the electronics that you're using is very, very sensitive. And electronics doesn't much like static. So the last thing you'd want is a static build-up whilst you're standing there rubbing your operating gown, trying to fix some guy, and you turn around to look at the heart rate monitor and you give it an electric shock and you destroy the heart rate monitor. Wouldn't be a lot of use to you, would it? That's it for static, I think.
You're listening to VCJ, Victoria College Chatham.